hey guys, Don't Mess with Christine Sadelko is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Just kidding. Well, actually, technically it is, but it's just my friends and this podcast guru named Mark that sits in the corner and tells me when my time is up. Anyway, Don't Mess with Christine Sadelko is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. And you can find it on CastBox. It's an app that's available in Android and iOS. It's one of the fastest growing apps for podcasts. You can find all your favorite podcasts on there, which I hope is mine and no one else's. My goal with this podcast is to become the only podcast in the world. And you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine. Hi, welcome to here. It is the podcast of mine. Wow, English is hard.
You're hitting the vape pen. You're getting the highs.
I'm getting the highs and the lows, mostly lows. Let's try this again. Welcome to Don't Mess, a podcast by me, for me, and no one else. Awkward silence. I am joined today by a very special guest. I feel like the best way to describe it would be the baby Jesus of YouTube.
I think that's a good comparison.
Yeah.
I'm the Donald Trump Jr. of YouTube.
How did we go from Jesus?
I'm just kidding.
Baby Jesus.
I used to say it was Kesha.
I feel
back
like...
Back in the day when she was, like, really ratchet, because, like, people knew about me, but they kind of hated me, but they loved me. It was, like, this weird
Wake
Kesha.
Wake up in the morning feeling like Fred.
Did he Big ol' horn.
So this is what we'll get into is I do know, obviously, that you are the mastermind behind... the YouTube, I don't know even what word, since a sensation doesn't seem to cover it.
I don't know.
Phenomenon of Fred.
Historic.
Fred, yes. This is Lucas, his real name. And correct me if I'm wrong, and I will be wrong. Last name is Crookshank.
Yes, Harry Potter, the cat. Did
oh
you read
God.
Harry Potter?
Hermione's cat.
Crookshanks.
Oh, Crookshanks.
Without the S.
She really needs to sort out her priorities.
Oh, that's West literally it.
Expelled. Yeah, I know. And you're like, yep, that's Harry Potter. excuse me. Yes. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like we've been scheduling this for years.
We have. I tried to get you on mine. Now I'm doing yours. We might do mine after. We're in a storage closet. I'm all for all of this.
This is true. If any of you have forgotten, the set of Don't Mess is located on the second floor of a rental studio inside an office, inside a storage room. So we clearly have no budget.
You have a neon sign. This is a budget.
This is the product of, an attentive manager who had an idea to have a neon sign. And I said, sounds great, but I don't want to pay for it. And then... next day, I showed up and it was there, and I didn't pay for it, so...
I need your manager.
Yes.
He just pays for shit that you don't want to pay for? I need this.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't want to pay my mortgage. I don't even have a mortgage. My rent would be the appropriate word. So let me just get into it.
Let's get into this.
Where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I'm from Nebraska, a small town, a small meth town. I'm just kidding, it's not a meth town, but there are some people who do meth. I don't want to call it a meth town in case someone's listening, but...
Well, it's funny you should say meth town.
Are you also from a meth town?
I'm blissfully, thankfully not from a meth town, but my parents have retired to a meth town, per se. So,
why?
So my parents have land, my dad inherited land in upstate New York.
Yes.
And they built a log cabin on it. And it's up in the backwoods. Closest town is like a couple miles, whatever. In those backwoods, people, let's just say they don't have very good teeth.
Okay.
And there's been some raids.
There's been some meth labs exploding.
So my very, you know.
Why did they retire there?
Suburban parents. Well, it's really beautiful.
Oh, okay.
And like it's like in the hill. It's not like they're not like next door to like people smoking, you know, out of crack.
Yeah, it's just like if you venture into the wrong part of the town, you might see a meth head.
You might.
That's anywhere, though.
True. That's just America.
Yeah, that's just America. I don't want to say my hometown was a meth town. I take that back. It's a beautiful town. There are some people who do meth, but like we said, people do meth everywhere.
There you go. Tell me more about it. Was it like a small? What
it's
was the
a
population?
It's a small 25,000. It's not like horribly small, but yeah. It was small. And yeah, I grew up there and I was bored, so I did YouTube and just put myself online.
Yeah. How old were you when
I was
started?
12. I was really lucky. YouTube, I think it started in 2006 and I did my first video in 2006. So I was super lucky.
Wow. Yeah. So wait, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, I'm 24 too.
Well, so I've been on YouTube half my life.
So, but I was trying to think when I saw Fred, I was really young and I was your age. I was 12. Well, I think I was like 14.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
Because it was, maybe 13. It was like seventh grade-ish, I feel like, where I was at. And I still remember, I don't want this to sound like an insult, but I only saw one video.
I'm totally okay with that.
And it was at a friend's pool party. So my friend Jamie, how you doing, Jamie? Hope you're well.
Love you, Jamie. Thanks for introducing Christine to me.
She goes, come over here on the family computer. You got to see this. And it was you in like a kiddie pool screaming.
Yes, bloody murder.
And it was just the funniest thing. It was
Thank you. So funny.
Like it was just ridiculous.
Me just splashing around a pool. Fred goes swimming.
But
I think
that
was
like
in eighth grade when I filmed that.
Wow.
It
had like a plot though.
Did it? I don't even remember. I feel like I don't remember anything about the Fred videos. I need to do a rewatch.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't already on your channel?
I did for views, but it was like a fake rewatch because I had to like think of stuff to say every second.
Oh.
I couldn't like really absorb it. You know what I mean?
That's what I thought. I tried to do a reacting video and like it's hard.
I know you could keep pausing.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, wait. And then I feel like I'm just saying, oh, did you see that? Oh, haha, did you see that?
It's like, oh, that happened.
Yeah. Well,
and it's also like you're reacting to your... Are you talking about reacting to yourself videos?
Or just in general.
Yeah.
Really, but yeah. It's hard.
It is. There's whole channels dedicated to it, reacting.
Yeah.
I do reaction videos on my channel now to, like, Disney Channel stuff, like, from when we were in middle school. Like, I like talking about that.
I was just talking to Grace, who you did her show yesterday.
I did.
And she did my show today, and you did my show today, and they're filmed in the same place, and then we're all, and it's just a whole
thing.
This
is the new Nickelodeon Studios here.
Oh, my gosh.
In this storage unit.
It's Sunset Boulevard, guys.
It's the new thing. I love it. I need a show here. What storage unit can I rent and start a show?
We do have aren't you Studio 71?
I am. I'm with Studio 71.
We're practically siblings.
Are we, like, related now?
Does it mean we can't kiss?
I think we still can.
I'll meet you after.
Okay, sounds good.
And it happened. I forgot where I was going. Let's backtrack. So I was saying,
what was it? Disney Channel.
I was talking to Grace. My favorite Disney Channel show, and it's kind of creepy, is, do you remember, it was Canadian, and it was called Life with Derek.
You know what? I didn't watch that one.
But you know it.
I remember I attempted to get into it, but something about it, it wasn't Selena Gomez, it wasn't Miley, so I was kind of checking out.
Okay. All right. And I respect that. But you were wrong. It's amazing. It was like, so this was my first ever time I like shipped something. And
oh my
granted,
God.
I didn't know what that was. Oh my God. If I knew fan fiction existed, I would have been all over that shit. But I found out about it too late, like in college, where I was kind of like too old to really get into it.
Oh, fan fiction.
Fan fiction.
I thought you meant Life with Derek. I was like, you found that late. Well, oh, that you wish you had found out about fan fiction while watching
then,
it.
Because I would.
Why were you really attracted to Derek?
Well, yes, and Derek, I'd shipped the step siblings. I shipped Derek and Casey, even though they were siblings.
Did they get together in that show? Was there like a weird incest?
No, they never did, but like, oh my God, I feel like they always hinted at it. And then there was one episode where he made out with Casey's cousin who looked exactly like her.
So there was an insinuation from the writers.
Yeah.
But it's not incest if they're step siblings, because Clueless, they were step siblings,
right.
And they
so
hooked
like,
up.
You just feel a little uncomfortable about it, but
it's kind of weird, but it's like they're not related. They do live in the same house and a family unit, so it is kind of creepy, but there's not Actually, it is kind of creepy because if you had an adopted sister, you can't be dating her.
Well, I feel like, well, actually, can we really get into this morally?
Yeah, like, is it?
I feel like it should, if you are under the age of 18, it should go to the, you should go to the parent. Well, you know what I mean?
Go to the parent and say, so I know you adopted Colin from Iran or whatever.
Wow, that 17 was like Mad Libs. Like,
17 years ago you adopted Colin, but now we're both older. We kind of have a romantic connection. Is this okay?
Oh, if they grew up being siblings from a young age, I feel like that's not
wrong.
Okay.
But yeah, that's so true. If they meet after 15.
Yeah, if they move in after their like puberty stage,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's fair game. And I don't know if that's even, if it's illegal.
I'm going to start a Twitter petition to, like, end you because of that comment.
Oh, cancel me, please. I'm begging you. I would love...
Have you been canceled on Twitter before? That's, like, a dream of mine. I'm
multiple
not...
Multiple times. Yeah.
Do you love it or hate it?
I hate it. But it is what it is. People just are...
Cancelers.
Crazy.
It's because you're popular. That only happens to popular people.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I'll take it as a compliment. I don't know. I will, you know, to be fair... I think you're popular enough to be canceled.
My goal this year is to get canceled at some point.
You should.
What should I say to get canceled?
Booga booga booga. I don't know. couldn't think of anything funny. Moving on here. So, is Fred dead?
I don't know. I think he's like in a dormant state, like a volcano.
Would you ever do it again?
I think I would. I almost did like 2 years ago.
Because really?
I like didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was like, I can go back to college or I can do another Fred movie and make more money or something like that.
You did a Fred movie?
What?
Talk about that.
Oh, I did 3 Fred movies.
3?
But my manager at the time was like, do you want to do a Fred 4? And I was like, well, I guess. I mean, I'm not doing anything
else.
You're
like, cash in.
But then
in.
We decided not to.
So 3's, you know, 4 would just be really beating a dead horse.
I think I could do Fred 4 at 40. That seems like a good plan, right?
Then tell me, where do you see Fred at 40?
I think it would be either really depressing or he would somehow have, like, won the lottery and, like, be living amazing.
I think, personally, hysterical if it was super, it wasn't funny.
Just, like, complete drama?
It was just super serious, and he's
going through
a custody battle. Like, Kramer versus
Kramer.
The voice
is gone, or voice is
still
there?
Fred versus Fred. You ever see Kramer versus Kramer?
I don't think I have.
It's Meryl Streep and...
I think I've seen the Amy Schumer sketch of that.
Oh, wait, no, that's 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, I can mix
which is
those
amazing.
Up. It is
say
amazing.
Say what you want about Amy Schumer, but 12 Angry Men inside Amy Schumer.
I love Amy Schumer. I don't get why people hate her. I love her so much.
I get it, but despite getting it, I do still like her. But I saw I Feel Pretty, and it wasn't that great.
You know what? I saw that last week, and I didn't.
It was
I
rushed.
Wanted it so bad to be good, but she's so funny, but it's just the script wasn't good, I guess.
It wasn't, and it was like they were trying too hard to make it a romantic comedy instead of a romantic comedy.
Also, like, I don't know. I don't know. It was a miss for me, but I love everything else she does.
Yeah.
Her stand-up, so funny.
I actually saw her before she blew up with Hannibal Buress for free at my college.
Oh, my God.
I came to my college in, like, 2012, and both were hysterical. And, well, I remember thinking Amy was, like, disgusting.
But I love that.
It took me a while to like it. Because at first I was like, oh my God. I was like, what are you saying? Because I'm asexual and I'm very, like, I'm a fucking prude. Like,
oh yeah, her stand-up is literally like cum dripping out of my pussy.
Yeah, and you know, gosh darn it, I just can't relate to it, you know? So there's a mismatch there, but yeah.
Did you like Trainwreck?
I did. I love Trainwreck.
Same.
I even
like Snatched, but I was watched it on a plane, multiple glasses of wine in, but I loved it. I was like, this is a cute movie. Like, it's not like amazing, but I'm laughing.
Yeah, I love Goldie Hawn. Speaking of Goldie Hawn, do you love Overboard?
What is that?
Oh, you've never seen Overboard?
I haven't. What is it?
So, and I think it's how Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell met.
Okay.
But it was a story of, she's like this heiress, like, super rich, snotty, like, doesn't love her husband, loves the jewels. She's getting her yacht, like renovated the closet, so she hires this carpenter, and it's Kurt Russell, and he's this like hick guy but still really hot, got the hair, got the like overalls but like no shirt underneath with this little
tool belt. Into it.
Yeah, shows up, they fight, hate each other first sight, whatever. There's a mishap, she falls off the boat, goes overboard.
Does he save her in the overalls?
The name of the movie. No, he actually walks away. She hits her head, wakes up in the hospital, has no memory of who she is. Kurt Russell comes in, and Kurt Russell's backstory is he's got 5 sons, and he's a single father, and they're poor, and like the sons are just crazy, run around, like messy, whatever. He convinces her that he's her husband, and she just has amnesia to get her to come and like be their nanny and like take care of their kids.
Isn't that like fucked up?
Oh, for sure. That's why it's so great. Is that?
Oh my god, I need to see this.
And then and they fall in love, and it's so cute. And then like the Coast Guard comes. Oh, it's and she like loves the kids, and then she like the fiance gets what's coming to him. Oh, it's great.
Does she find out at the end like this isn't my life and I've been lied to?
Yeah, but then she stays with him anyway.
She's like, oh, whatever. I already am used to this life, so yep. I've been for. I love that. It's sort of like the Jennifer Lawrence movie where they're in space. And he wakes her up.
I never saw
killing
it
her
because I saw that it was I got spoiled.
Oh yeah,
and it sounded dumb, so I was like, I don't want to see it.
It wasn't the best, but yeah. That was also like kind of a fucked up love story.
Yeah, where it's like. Also,
he woke her up and like therefore like killing her. She didn't get to go to the planet they wanted to go to, but they did fall in love and have a kid, which I guess the kid would have died too, but love.
Yeah. It really goes to show you that straight men just think they can do whatever they want. Not to get into the Jordan and Mark.
Do you guys feel like you can do whatever you want?
How does it feel to be the majority? Me, a white woman. Literally, like the second worst. Literally a white millennial woman. God, we're awful. Anyway, so... You kind of went into this, but I want to know more. So what was the period between when you stopped doing Fred and you started your new...
Lucas Channel.
Yes. Please,
well, in between that, I did a failed sitcom on Nickelodeon called Marvin Marvin, where I played an alien. And, his hearing organs were located on his butt. So, a lot of the sitcom, I was bent over and people were, talking into my butt. It was very romantic.
Wow.
That failed. It lasted
a
season.
Why.
They were like, this isn't funny. I remember we were like rehearsing a scene and I was eating dog food and they're like, trust me, everyone's going to think it's hilarious. And I'm like, will they?
You're like, so, yeah.
But somehow we filmed it in front of live audiences because it was a sitcom and they did laugh. So I don't know if there's guns pointed at the audience for them to laugh whenever I'm eating the dog food, but.
Probably.
Or maybe, I don't know what happens. But I think in a social situation like that, you feel pressure to laugh. Like you're on the set of a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've been on, the audience of Steve Harvey, and they, hype you up, and they're like...
Oh, my God, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and they'll literally read you takes if it's not, energetic enough.
So that's what happened in between Fred and the Lucas Channel. So I was kind of,
it was just a lot of fake laughter.
A lot of, forced laughter, me bent over on camera.
Talking
eating dog food. But, I don't know, I was so thankful for Nickelodeon, everything that... It let me do, but I was thankful that it ended. I was kind of ready for it to be canceled and, just be able to do something else. I don't know exactly what, but I was excited to do something else.
So then how long did it take you to figure out that you just, that you wanted to do
YouTube?
Normal, well, not normal.
I just did it right away. There was, I just, was already doing it while filming the butt show.
Oh, okay.
So then it was just a natural progression.
Perfect. So you never really stop. You just... Completely changed.
I mean, I did stop. I didn't do YouTube for 3 years, I think.
Oh, that's because that was what I was asking.
I think it might even have been more, but yeah.
Wow.
But then I came back and here I am.
You've taken breaks longer than my entire YouTube career.
Oh my God, didn't you just start a year ago?
I start my first, really when I started was November of 2016. So basically beginning in 2017.
I loved MagCon Rant.
Yes, people do love that. It was weird for me.
I loved it.
Because it was my first sit down really
Yeah, I hadn't watched you on Vine or anything because I didn't really I watched Vine but I wasn't an avid fan. I just kind of knew those weird ones that are edited or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, the
I didn't know
counts.
That many Viners is what I mean, but then when I saw that I was like I love this. I'm on board. I need to watch a Vine compilation. I've never seen your Vines.
Well, that's so funny because that how you experience Vine was how I experienced YouTube, where I thought it was. I talk about this every show. I'm sure there's so.
I think I've heard you talk about this.
Yeah, but
where
I
you
thought
said
it
that
was
you
a
didn't,
clip show.
You didn't know like people were on there every week.
Yeah, I literally was like, oh, I'll watch a viral video or a music video. I didn't had no idea, and I wish I did. Because it seems like fun. It's like TV, basically.
I didn't watch YouTube either for when I was doing Nickelodeon. I knew about like Jenna Marbles. I watched her every week. But other than that, like I didn't really watch it.
Yeah.
And then I got into it, found out about the Joey Graceffas.
Yeah. The people that were just like, I wish I had the balls to be like, my video's just going to be me tasting different sodas, and that's just gonna be it.
I've done a macaroni bath video before where I just literally made macaroni, went in it, but like I didn't feel good about posting it. But I can see how like you could just get past that.
Yeah, I feel bad because for a while I would kind of make fun of Joey Graceffa because he would do those,
like the Orbeez.
The Orbeez. And I'm like, how many times can you fill your tub with Orbeez? You know what I mean? But I've heard from like a lot. And of course, I didn't let that affect my personal opinion of him because I never met him. But I had a lot of people say, oh, he's really, really great. Oh, he's super nice. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I'll let it slide, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I just hope I never become that.
Cut to a year. You're in a bath. There's Orbeez. Slime. DIY.
If I'm... you know, in a year, lucky enough
just
to
kidding,
even own a place
that.
At the bathtub, I'll be happy.
I was really shocked when I first found out about vlogs. Because I was like, they literally just record their day. Like, I didn't understand why anyone would watch that. And I was like, this is so dumb. But now I watch so many vlogs. Like, I didn't get it at first. But now I'm fully immersed in Trisha Paytas' life.
True. And you know what? We should talk more about that after this break. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you fill your summer with more stories like Misery by Stephen King, which I am currently listening to on Audible. I really resonate with the story because I too am miserable. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, sunbathing on the beach, running, road tripping, or just enjoying downtime outdoors. Listening is a better way to binge content you love while doing the things you love. Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off. Whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on an Amazon Echo, you can get through tons of books, hands and eyes free, while doing almost anything. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobook in the store, regardless of price, and unused credits roll over to the next month. Didn't like your audiobook? You can exchange it. No questions asked. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/ChristineS or text ChristineS to 500-500. That website again is audible.com/ChristineS. ChristineS. Hey guys, I just want to take a quick moment to talk about today's sponsor. It's HelloFresh. And HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can cook, eat, and enjoy. There's three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. Each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources. You can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on a pictured, step-by-step instruction card. Enjoy not having to plan dinner, spending money on takeout for an easy night, or worrying about gathering ingredients week after week. And the best part is you won't spend all night in the kitchen because the recipes only take around 30 minutes. And everything is delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging. Now you can spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love. Get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. You know how it goes. You get home, you sit down, you're tired from a tough day at work. You could order food, but it would take like 50 minutes to get there. It's probably cold. You pay a fortune in delivery fees. Just get HelloFresh. Everything is pre-measured. You don't even need measuring cups. I don't own measuring cups. But with HelloFresh, they do the work for you. I just tried their Presto Pesto Panko Chicken. Say that 3 times fast. I refuse because I know I'll mess up. But what I didn't mess up was the meal. It was super easy. I took out all the ingredients, made it, ate it, and it tasted real good. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/mess30 and enter mess30. Again, if you want $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/mess30 and enter mess30. HelloFresh. Goodbye, stale. So before we left to go do whatever that was, we're talking about vlogs. Please, as an ex-vlogger, what do you think of vlogs?
I love them. I love all the different formats. Like, I loved you and Elijah's because they're really, like, fast-paced. Like, I don't know. It wasn't, like, your whole day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I like Trisha's where, like, it's literally an hour and a half. And I'll watch it, like, while I make dinner or, like, something like that.
It's funny because literally today I was thinking, fuck it. Would it honestly just be easier at this point to be a daily vlogger?
You should.
Because you don't have to think of anything.
Literally.
You know,
and you're funny. You could do it and it'd be funny.
Yeah. And, like,
your other vlogs were so funny.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, yeah, it is every day. But at the end of the day, you're not, like, thinking of content. Jordan's looking at me.
You could do like a weekly vlog where it shows the highlights.
Yeah.
So it's not like the same thing.
Yeah, because when I, and sorry to make this literally all about me.
I'm down to talk about
you. I promise I have questions for you. I get comments where people will be like, stop talking over your guests. And I'm like, I can't help it. I'm just talkative.
I'm so thankful you got those comments because I started a podcast recently and they all said like, oh my God, you're a narcissist. Like you bring everything back to you.
But it's
why,
like,
are you interrupting them?
It's my podcast.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't know a podcast. I think some people view a podcast as an interview or I just view it as like a conversation.
That's how.
So I'm like, I thought I was allowed to talk about myself.
Yeah, that's how I think of it too.
But then I rewatched some of them and I did like bring back every question to me. And I'm like, that is a little bit narcissistic.
Well,
why was
know,
I doing that?
If it happens naturally, whatever.
I might just be a sociopath.
That smile was very sociopathic.
Was it?
What were we even talking about?
Vlogs.
Doing vlogs every day.
So you might be everyday bro.
Whoa. Did he stop?
I actually don't know.
Did the bro go no?
I didn't go into those vlogs. They were too produced, like the Paul brothers. But some people love it, obviously. But I like the more, like, real vlogs where it's, like, someone showing their real life.
Yeah, I can't do, and no offense to Fred, the screaming. I just can't.
Yeah.
Stop yelling.
No, same. I mean,
why
I made Fred when
yelling?
I was literally 11. But now watching other people who scream, I'm like, it is a lot of, like, I kind of just want to watch someone, like, eat food like Trisha.
But it's people our age acting like they're 11, you know? Well, you know, life goes on, as they say. Speaking of your real YouTube, with your real name, I don't know what you want to call it. Your famous birthdays video is how I saw you on YouTube because I only followed you on Twitter at the time. And I watched it and it was just so funny and it was like nothing even really happened.
What one was it?
It was where you went, they invited you to the offices.
Oh, that was so uncomfortable.
And you were just like, I'm here at famous birthdays, and they're like, hello, welcome, and take a shirt. And you're like, sorry I made that video. And they're like, let's take a photo of you. It was just so funny.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was,
like,
my attempt at vlogging.
It was good. I liked it because you were just like, I don't know where I'm going.
It was also just so uncomfortable because, like, why was I at famous birthdays? They invited me, but, like, then I was doing an interview and, like, the whole... It was an interview where I was just talking. Like, they said, oh, can we do an interview for our YouTube channel? And I was like, oh, sure, because I thought it would just be, like, a casual thing. But then it was just me in front of the camera, and like, just do your YouTube thing. And I was like, this is awkward.
And you're like, oh, honey, you
have
no idea.
I was literally sweating. But I watched the video, and I don't look that uncomfortable. So I guess when I feel uncomfortable, I don't look that uncomfortable. So that's good to know.
Yeah, good to know. Always know what you look like at all times. I say that not knowing what visor I was wearing. So what do you think? Can we just talk about famous birthdays? Do non-social media people even know what it is?
I don't know. It's like this weird. I went to the headquarters, like you said, and they actually originally made it just for actual celebrities, like actresses and stuff like that. But then the social media people kind of took it over.
So that's probably why they're so bad at it, is that they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I guess like it's just become like a tween Musical.ly ranking.
Yeah, because it's like when you, like, famous people, Jacob Sartorius isn't actually number one. He's number one on the internet. Because my mom isn't going and voting, you know, for Jacob Sartorius.
Yeah, it's like it's based on like a boost system. Because I told I did one video like just going through famous birthdays, and I told people to boost me, and then I went up the charts.
Yeah, Tana always does that. She's like, boost me on famous, and but like you don't get anything out of it.
I guess it's just like number. To say that you're on the charts.
I'm literally looking.
The highest I ever got was 200, and that was with multiple people's help. So I don't know what that says.
But... I'm looking up your famous birthdays right now.
Oh my god, did I fall?
Let's see what you're at. I don't even know mine. Forgot your name for a second, but I recovered. Okay. 239.
I haven't fallen that much.
Wow. Nice photos. Oh, you're older than me. Ooh, a Virgo. Are we compatible? I don't know.
Are you a Virgo?
No, I'm an Aries.
Okay. But I think that means you're like really strong and I'm like a judgmental person. So does that match?
Does it mean I'm better than you?
I think it means that you might be.
Then I approve.
Do you like being an Aries?
I like being better than people. I don't know. I don't really like...
Know anything?
Know too much.
Yeah, I just know that Virgo just sounds like the worst one, and that's what I am. It's like judgmental, like... perfectionist, weird, insecure. It's like, that's not what you want to be.
Well, that's just a human being.
You know? That's the thing about these. Yeah, you could just make them, they could apply to anyone, really,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're all everything at once.
But I'm pretty sure Aries is like a leader.
Yeah, probably. Ever have those like teachers are like, you've got so much potential. You could be a real leader, but it's up to you, you know, which direction you take it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you'd do so well if you just applied yourself.
Yeah, I never got told that, though, because I was such a teacher's pet.
Oh, you know, I kind of believe that because you are very sweet. Yeah, I should. Well, you know what I figured out was you'd be the teacher's pet the first 2 weeks.
And then you slip up.
And then you slip. And then it's like, oh, I couldn't do the sign. My Kindle, I dropped it down the stairs. I couldn't. Oh, well, you know, I know you're a good student. You give it to me Friday and no penalty. You know what
That's
I mean?
A good strategy.
Yeah.
Manipulate them the first 2 weeks. Show your true colors.
It's the reason I graduated high school.
Take that advice as you will.
Whoop, whoop. Anyway, let me read more about you here. Should have done this probably before, but... Oh, wait. Oh, you have... That's right. You have a brother that's a YouTuber.
I do. I have a little brother.
Wow. Tell me about that.
He's a YouTuber. He's 17. He does comedy vlog things. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I've seen him on Twitter, I think.
Maybe. Jacob Crook. Check him out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Promo the hell out of him.
I know. Literally. Watch him.
Watch him. Now. Now. And five sisters.
I'm one of eight kids.
Holy shit. What religion are you?
And people always think we're like the Duggars or something. Like that weird family on TLC, just, 17 and counting.
But your parents just don't wear condoms.
My mom just, she's like a hoarder of living things. Because even now that she's done having kids, she has like a new pet. It's like she just always needs something new. Like now she's getting, like building a new house. She just always wants, it's kind of like me. Like I'm the same way. Like I always want something new, like getting bored of things. So I might be hoarding kids soon. I don't want kids, but...
That was about to get really deep and then, like, ended on, I'm a kidnapper.
Oh, no, I meant, like, adopting kids. But I guess, yeah, I could be a kidnapper.
And it's funny, probably says a lot about me that my
it
brain
says what you think
to...
about me. You just thought I was a kidnapper.
No, it's just too many Criminal Minds episodes, pretty much. Speaking of nothing, I always pretend I have a segue, but I don't. You were on Grace and Mamrie's This Might Get.
Yes.
Which I... lovingly referred to as modern iCarly.
Oh my god.
Is it not?
That is actually, that's weird now that you say that. It literally is. If they had more zoom ins and like a moving cameraman.
And the random dancing bullshit.
Yeah, and like a sound effect machine, it really would be.
Yeah, it's like them older and like a dye job, you know?
Oh my god.
Yeah, but that's funny because you were on an episode of iCarly and I actually knew that because I watched it and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Was that before or after you saw the swimming thing?
It was after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. That was like the best week of my middle school years.
Oh, I bet. Did you like get bullied?
About Fred?
Yeah.
Actually, no, which really? Is so surprising. People at my high school, like, thought it was cool. They were like, oh my God, you're on the Tyra show. What's Miranda Cosgrove like? But then, like, I'm sure behind my back, they were like, he sucks. He's annoying.
You were like, awesome, a bitch. that's crazy.
There wasn't any crazy bullying. Someone in my town did make, like, a hate Facebook group about me, but it was all, like, online, so it never, like, came into my real life. But yeah. there was bullying involved, but I just never saw it physically.
You're like, believe me, I've been bullied. wait, let me check my famous birthdays.
Oh my God, yes, you're probably like number 30. That's my guess.
Yeah, right. It's definitely in the thousands. Chris, I don't even know how to spell my own name. I know I am the number one Christine.
Oh my God.
But that's because literally no one's Christine. I'm 1,429.
What?
1,429.
I guess that just means people aren't wondering what your age is. That might be a good thing.
Maybe. People say I look younger. You look younger.
Thank you. Someone told me I looked like I was 19 today, and I was really flattered.
I believe that. I believe it. So you said you would do Fred at 40.
And then you said I should do it dramatic.
Yeah, but it got me thinking, like, could we do, if we did, like, a TV show, but it was you as Fred and me as, like, a new character, what would we do? I feel like we would, I want to say buddy cop, but, like.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to really commit to, like, the Texas thing and be, like, a crazy over-the-top.
Walker, Texas Ranger. We could be Texas Rangers.
And I could be, yeah, we could solve crimes in Texas.
In Texas with, like Longhorn style. Yeah.
I love that. We need to start writing this now.
Bolo tie. Fred in a bolo tie.
What's a bolo tie?
It's like, you know.
Is it like the thing that crosses?
I think it's the string. It's like what Yodel Boy wears.
Oh, like a Boy Scout type thing.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, in a way.
In a way.
Yodel Boy should also be in it.
I'm sorry to do it because by the time this comes out, I'm sure he'll be irrelevant, but.
You never know, though. Look at Bad Baby.
True.
How is that happening? What's your opinion on High Bitch and These Hoes?
I think it's good. It's not my kind of music, but, like, for what it is, I think it's good.
I mean, it's impressive that it's, like, she's, like, a legitimate rapper now. I saw she was nominated against, like, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Like, she's a legitimate rapper
now.
Yeah,
like, people, think of her as a actual rapper, yeah.
So, I mean, it could be Yodel Boy.
Yeah, maybe he's the next, like... What if
Aaron
he's the
Carter?
No male Taylor Swift, where he starts out young and really country, and then becomes like a pop superstar? Like
I can see that.
We remember his name for decades.
Yodel Boy.
Mason Ramsey.
Oh, Mason Ramsey?
That's his name.
Oh, okay, I haven't heard his debut single yet.
It is amazing.
Really?
It is. Well, okay, it's not amazing, but it's good. It's like pop.
I
want
to listen to it. I just can't believe it? How did they get that done? Didn't he just get famous like 2 weeks ago?
Well, I mean, I feel like enough people have done it that like people know the formula and they're like.
They just have like this record label just has like all these songs saved for when someone goes viral. And they're like, you get this one.
Yeah, I feel like they just watch the Ellen show and they're like, oh, there's one. Okay, here you go. You know,
it is the same record label that got Bad Baby and Mason.
What if Ellen is working? Hear me out, conspiracy theory. Ellen DeGeneres is like a shareholder in like Capitol Records or some record company, and she's finding and blowing up these like music people because she gets a cut when she comes in and signs them and overproduces them and creates a pop star army.
So she actually did do that? It was called her record label.
She did start a record label. She had Grayson Chancellor. Do you remember him, the paparazzi boy?
Paparazzi.
She had him.
I want you to know that I genuinely didn't know that. And that makes that even funnier.
I was along the ride for the conspiracy, but then I thought, like, why wouldn't she want credit? Like, what would be the reasoning for the secrecy?
Because she was mind controlling them, and then she was going to use them
making
to take over the world.
It seem like, oh, and okay.
Yeah.
It's like a whole, like,
it's
government
a whole
scheme.
Thing. Yeah.
Do you think any YouTubers are part of the Illuminati?
What if
like
it's
in all
honestly,
seriousness?
What if it's Shane Dawson this whole time and he's doing all the conspiracy to throw suspicion off of him?
I could actually see that because he went through a stage where like he's obviously always been big, but he had like a very distinct blow up recently. Maybe before that, he went through a government reconstruction.
Oh my God, that's why he got hot.
Literally, he got a new hairstyle. If he would have had that old hairstyle, he wouldn't be where he is today. And the government was like, listen, you need to switch the hair. You're going to talk about conspiracy, so you're the last one anyone will think it is. And we're going to use you to control all of America's youth.
He did inspire me to buy a lot of junk food. Those videos where he's like, like Oreo cake on it. And I'm like, and then I'm like sitting there high.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm
I
like,
miss those. Or like burning a Barbie in a fryer. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, man, I could really use an Oreo right now.
That's me with Trisha Paytas' video. She's introduced me to so many foods. Like, have you had Cheesecake Factory mac and cheese balls?
Yes, I have.
I didn't know about those before a Trisha Paytas video.
Can we talk about Cheesecake Factory?
I love it.
I love it, but it's so overwhelming. There are so many options.
That's true. I never know, like, what appetizer I want. There's also a lot of good entrees, but I don't know which one to pick.
Yeah, and it's always so crowded.
You always have to wait at least 30 minutes.
And the one from where I'm from in Chicago, the inside looks like the inside of a vagina.
Really?
I'm pulling it
It's just like very moist.
It looks like labia.
And pink?
It looks like labia. It's disgusting.
Oh my God. Was this on purpose?
I mean, you never know. But I'm literally Googling Chicago Cheesecake Factory interior. It looks pinker in person, but they look like fucking like.
I guess, like, I'm the wrong person to ask if that looks like a vagina.
You know.
But I can imagine.
Labia majora.
It looks like a labia. Is a labia, what is that? Is that
Lawrence
the lips?
Of a labia. I think it is.
Something.
I really want to steer this away from vaginas right now.
I'm
very
sorry.
Desperately. So I will bring up something else. And that something is...
What's your favorite Cheesecake Factory appetizer?
Yeah, what is your... There you go.
I like the wings on the mac and cheese balls.
I like the spinach artichoke dip.
I haven't had that.
And the little egg rolls.
I haven't had that either. What's your entree? Because it says a lot about you.
I like the salmon's good and the pasta carbonara.
I get the four cheese pasta, add chicken.
You are very into this. You were like, I get this, and I then like you were.
I know
ready.
It's like I know. It's I live across the street from a cheesecake. It's like part of my life now.
What? Just a giant cheesecake?
Yes, I live across the street from one.
The thing is, I love Cheesecake Factory. Don't like their cheesecake.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge sweet person.
It's me. Oh my God! Thank you. I tell people this all the time, and everyone's like, "You're insane."
I know.
What is wrong with you? I enjoy it from time to time.
Yeah, like I like ice cream every now and then.
But it's boring, isn't it? You just wait for it to melt on your tongue. I want like, if I'm going to get calories, like I want to chew them.
For sure. And I feel like every night I'm not like, I want a dessert. I'd rather be like, I want something salty, like pizza rolls.
Yeah, like give me more fries instead
of literally.
A dessert. I am so glad I met you.
Yeah, even like birthdays, I never really liked cake.
I would always wipe the frosting off and everyone would lick it off and not eat the cake.
Yeah, I'd rather have like I actually made a French fry cake on my channel. It was disgusting.
You literally are literally the first person that has ever agreed with me.
We're savory sisters.
Savory sisters. Well, I'm in love with you now.
But I do like sweets.
And boys, unfortunately. On that note, we are now best friends. We now have one thing in common.
Savories.
Savory sisters. And you are more famous than me, and it's online. Like, it's real.
I did have to beg people to boost me, though. So if you're listening to this, boost Christine.
Yes, everyone, please boost me on famous birthdays.
She wants to get to the top of that chart. Maybe they'll invite you to the office and give you a t-shirt.
One could only dream.
The worst thing is now when you go to my famous birthdays profile, there's a photo of me at the office, so it looks like that's like kind of desperate, right?
That's a little weird.
It's there for life.
It's okay, though. Well, I had a great time. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we are friends now. Thanks for watching. I mean listening. This is a train wreck. Bye-bye. Don't mess.
With Christine Sedelko.
Help me. Don't mess. Don't mess.